just make it through Christmas. Ah, if we could just make it through Christmas. Ah, if we could just make it through Christmas. We'll make it through anything.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Christmas is just over a week away, and that means that for a lot of people, the next 10 days are going to be filled with shopping and wrapping and cooking and decorating. But some folks are taking time out tonight to raise money for the Somerville Homeless Coalition. Tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville, a group of local musicians will be performing in the 7th, or maybe it's the 8th, annual Christmas Cavalcade, a benefit concert tradition in Davis Square. This song we're hearing, called If We Can Just Make It Through Christmas, is performed by tonight's host band, the Chandler Travis Philharmonic and Trombone Shout Band, and I'm joined in the studio now by Chandler Travis. Chandler, welcome to Radio Boston.
Howdy.
So, okay, first of all, 7th or 8th annual benefit? You're actually not sure which annual year we're on right now?
Isn't that close enough? We have an idea. It's in that ballpark.
But the numbers don't seem so high that it's possible to lose count yet.
It's pretty easy for musicians to lose count.
All right. So some of our listeners may recognize you, Chandler Travis, as the guy who shows up every Sunday night in the summer at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet.
This is true.
This is with your other band, the Incredible Casuals. Now, how long has your band been, let's call it, in residence at the Beachcomber?
The Casuals?
Yeah.
30 years.
30-3-0?
Yeah. Ain't that sick?
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time.
So the Beachcomber is now closed for the season. In fact, I think every year they put up the sign that says, closed for the season, reason, freezin. Have you seen that?
Painted by my wife, in
fact. Oh, is that true?
Yes.
All right, so the Beachcomber's closed. No sunny performance nights for you.
No.
But you are performing with your other band, the Chandler Travis Philharmonic. Your music is described as alternative Dixieland / Omnipop.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that we have, there's some chaos going and there's some joy going. And Omnipop means that we'll play anything. You know,
anything.
Yeah. We really try and push the boundaries of incoherency.
You take requests?
Occasionally, yes. Sometimes we deflect them. Sometimes we actually play them.
So tonight, give us a sense of what listeners can expect to hear. There are some classics, right?
Well, you mentioned the Trombone Shout Band, and that's something that's not the name of our band is actually the Chandler Travis Philharmonic. But we do, every Christmas, do a Trombone Shout Band, which means we add 12 or 15 trombones and a tuba. This is a booking nightmare. but it's a absolute blast. I mean, it's just something to hear, especially in a fairly small room like Johnny D's.
Is it hard to find 12 to 15 trombone players?
Yes, basically it is. Basically you're asking people to play for free, so it's something they can't do unless they happen to have the night off. So, and as you know, trombone players are, of course, always in demand. So it's awfully difficult to find them.
This makes me think you guys must do the Honk Festival in Davis Square. They have a lot.
Actually, we don't do that, but it'd be fun. As I say, the 12 or 15 trombones are not usually part of our retinue.
But you bring them in for this.
We do.
So give us a taste of what people will hear tonight. There will be some classic songs? Are there going to be some traditions?
Yes, I've always leaned towards the original ones because, you know, you hear the traditional ones so much that you just want to kill yourself. So either I like people who do something different with the traditional ones, or I love when people come up with original stuff. But there will be a lot of traditional stuff. We'll be having the Ticks down there. This is kind of special because the Ticks will be doing their Jesus Christ Superstar medley.
This is another band, the Ticks.
Complete with costuming, and it's sort of a little playlet. And that's kind of amazing. We got Zoe Lewis, a Cape Cod stalwart. We got Mary Amsterberg, who's got a new single out, a Christmas single that she'll be playing, Silent Night, and We Three Kings.
So a lot of bands will be there.
A lot of bands and some solos, some great solo acts too, you know.
One of the classics I think that you play tonight is Winter Wonderland. We have a little piece of that. I want to hear if you have any untraditional twists on this traditional song.
Let's see.
Sleigh bells ring, I listen, feel the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Sort of a twangy version of Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, pretty much the same old crap, isn't it?
Well, no, actually, it's really nice, I think.
I'd forgotten we did that. The best part of Winter Wonderland is actually the intro, which is gorgeous. And people don't know it. It's so underknown that if you look up the lyrics, you don't usually see it. But it goes, Let me see. Over the land lies a mantle of white. A heavenly diamond shines down through the night.
Oh, you're right.
Two hearts are willing in spite of the chill in the weather.
Exactly. You're right.
That love often gets, knows no season. Love knows no climb.
That often gets lopped off somehow,
oh,
doesn't
yeah, and
it?
It's beautiful. I just love that part. That's so the only reason I do the song.
Tonight people will hear that part.
Actually, no. Strangely enough, Amy Fairchild's doing it, and she's doing it in a key that I have not yet rearranged the intro for. So
that's a classic, Winter Wonderland.
But you've... call me up. I'll sing it to you over the phone.
Fantastic. I'll get your number before we go. You've also written your own holiday songs, and we have a piece of one of those as well.
Mm-hmm. That's your problem. Well, that's still Winter Wonderland.
Oh, no. I think what we're trying to hear is called Memories of Other New Year's Eve.
Oh,
does that
okay.
Does this sound like it to you?
It does.
Do you remember that certain feeling? Don't tell me it's been too long. And you lost the faith in what you left behind. Because it's all in your mind, all the love and affection.
It's nice.
Thanks.
For the days gone by, memories of other New Year's Eves. Of other times and places.
So I think this one shows that this is not just a cheesy Christmas holiday concert. There's some really beautiful and untraditional and original stuff in here.
Hope so. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's a long show for one thing. So there's a lot of different stuff and Christmas of course is a ridiculously manic, depressive and emotional holiday. You know? So
Chandler Travis, in the early part of your career, you toured a bit with the comedian George Carlin.
Yes.
And so a lot of your music uses humor. So do you tend to think that the music comes first or that the humor comes first?
I'm more interested in the music. The humor is something I can't get rid of. And wouldn't want to anyway. People are in general too earnest, I think.
Does the humor come through in the lyrics?
Yes, I suppose it does. And also in the music, certainly we're not... I try to stay away from satire and parody in general just because there's... You know, I don't know. It just doesn't interest me all that much.
I don't know if we actually have a piece of sound from one of your songs that might be in the humor category. Can you tell me off the top of your head a lyric that gets at, like, the humor in some of your music?
I'm very proud of the lyrics to If We Can Just Make It Through Christmas, and I think just that title kind of sums up a lot of how I feel about it.
It gets to the underbelly of the holiday.
Yeah, and it's that one's not really a funny one. There's something about I'm talking to myself, you know, being stuck in the mall and talking to yourself and being broke and walking in circles and just trying to figure out how you can possibly... It's so cute. I just love Christmas because people are just trying to somehow tell each other how much they love each other by buying these presents, and it's so difficult, you know what I mean? We go through these you know, racking things of you know, how can I get through this? And so that's what that's about. Not really, it's not funny, unfortunately, so no, I can't answer your question.
The name of your song, If We Can Just Make It Through Christmas, reminds me there's this package store somewhere in Somerville near McGrath O'Brien Highway, and I went by it last week, and there's a sign out front that says, "Holidays mean family, we sell liquor."
That's a beautiful sentiment.
So, Chandler Travis, you have a new CD out. It's called Chandler Travis Philharmonic Blows.
Yes.
A little dual meaning there in blows, I assume.
No. We're just talking about how good the instrumentalists are.
Okay. Tell us about this CD.
As I said, it sort of dotes on our horn players. We've got some wonderful horn players, and I love all our musicians. And it gives them a little more instrumental room than we usually have on our albums.
We have a song from that. This one is Anne, I believe. His name is Anne. Turning me into an acquiescent, jelly-like state of mind. Anne, I'm just about your biggest fan. I'm more than a flash in your gravy pan. Anne. Chandler Travis, who is Anne?
Anne is my neighbor across the street, Anne McKenna. And she commissioned this for her 60th birthday.
She commissioned a song for
herself. I think it was $60.
Really?
And then I liked the song enough that I changed the lyrics a little bit and we used it later on.
You'll write people's
songs? Originally it was all stuff about her grandkids and stuff like that.
You'll write somebody a song for $60?
Absolutely. This week?
That sounds like that's like a good deal for what sounds to me like a pretty beautiful song.
A lot of times I'll write songs for people who don't even want them written.
You mentioned earlier a few of the other performers who'll be at Johnny D's tonight. Anybody else you want to mention? Because there's a lot of people performing.
There's a ton of people performing. We got the Boston Typewriter Orchestra. You don't get to see that kind of thing all
who
that
literally
often.
Play on old-fashioned typewriters.
Yes, that's a lot of people playing on typewriters. And the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble and Mike Gent, who I have to call and tell him that, oh, we haven't learned your song yet. Mike, if you're out there, tell me what the song is. We'll learn it right away, I promise.
There are a few hours left.
Yes,
practice.
Exactly. The Downbeat 5, you know, we got a. It's a huge mass of humanity.
So that's tonight, Johnny D's, Davis Square, Somerville. The time?
8 p.m.
Cover charge?
Well, it's a suggested donation of $20, but we won't turn anyone away. We're just trying to make some money for the homeless.
All this money goes to benefit the Somerville Homeless Coalition.
It does.
These bands
indeed.
Have donated their time.
They haven't yet. Incredible, isn't it?
It is. Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chandler Travis is the man behind the Chandler Travis Philharmonic. He's also the man behind tonight's 7th, or as he says, 7th or 8th, annual Christmas cavalcade at Johnny D's in Davis Square that benefits the Somerville Homeless Coalition. You can go to our website, wbur.org/Boston, for more information. A quick note before we leave you this afternoon. In case you haven't heard, the U.S. Senate passed the $858 billion compromise tax plan today, just about 2 hours ago. The vote was 81-19, and all of New England's senators supported the plan, except for Senators Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders, both of whom are from Vermont. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. And regular contributions from our listeners also support Radio Boston. That means all of you, because Radio Boston and all the other programs you hear on WBUR really do depend on support from listeners like you. BUR is halfway through its final 2010 fundraiser. Here are reporter Monica Brady-Myrov, Only a Game producer Doug Perdue, Tribu, and host Dolores Handy to tell you how you can help.